get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Welcome to the Seed Sowing Sistar Movement on the Bashani Radio, on the Bashani Radio app, and on all Google Podcast Radio worldwide. I'm your lead seed sowing sistar, Patrice. Thank you for joining me today. We're jumping right into the topic today, the threshing floor. But before we get into that, I need you to call a friend, text a friend, post it on your social media page, and make sure you let everyone know that the seed sowing sistar is on and that she's waiting on who? You. Once you've done that, make sure you grab your pencil and your paper and most definitely your Bible. Today, we're coming out of Ruth chapter 2, verses 17 to 23. So Ruth gleaned in the field until evening, then threshed the barley she had gathered. It had amounted to about an ephod. She carried it back to town, and her mother-in-law saw how much she had gathered. Ruth also brought out and gave her mother-in-law what was left over after she had eaten enough. Her mother-in-law asked her, "Where did you glean today? Where did you work? Blessed be the man who took notice of you." Then Ruth told her mother-in-law about the one whose place she had been working. "The name of the man I worked with today is Boaz," she said. "The Lord bless him," Naomi said to her daughter-in-law. "He has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead." She added, "This man is our close relative. He is one of our kinsmen redeemers." Then Ruth the Moabitess said, "He even said to me, 'Stay with my workers until they finished harvesting all the grain.'" Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It will be good for you, my daughter, to go with his girls, because in someone else's fields, you may be harmed." So Ruth stayed close to the servant girls of Boaz to glean until the barley and the wheat harvest were finished. And she lived with her mother-in-law. Talk about walking into a space of abundance, or really not walking into a space of abundance, stumbling into a space of abundance. So here we're talking about the threshing floor. Today we're talking about the threshing floor with Ruth and all the things that are happening at this space. So we're right here, and I want to break down, what does it mean to thresh? Threshing is the process of loosening the edible part of the grain from the stalk. So I want you to imagine that you yourself are the stalk. And inside of you is that seed or that grain that's edible, that's supposed to feed off others. And then the part that's needed being removed. That's the part of the junk we don't need, the stuff we need to have purified out of us. The Lord is in the process of threshing. This is God's job, to remove the toxic stock and to leave that grain so that others can eat off us. And that good stuff that we have in us doesn't rot. Let's break down this process of harvesting the grain. The first thing we notice in chapter 2, verse 17, is the process. They had planted the crops, they waited, and then they harvested the crops. The threshing was removing the grain from the stalk. And then when you go deeper, there are ways that it could be removed. It was two ways. You could take it by striking the grain and it would fall out. Or you could have the horses and the donkeys and the bulls stomp on it and the grain would be left. Now let's go a little further. As we get into the next section of this, we note that once this process was done, and we see that Ruth had about an ephod, this means that Ruth had about 22 liters. That was close to 50 pounds of what she was carrying back with her. When you get into this key seed too, as she's going back into town, she's carrying what she has processed and what she's taking back with her, the leftovers. Once this process was done, it was bagged up and carried home by Naomi. Just like us, when we're properly processed, we're collected and we're able to be distributed out to others in the community. Notice again in key seat three, Ruth's heart for her mother-in-law. She had leftovers, but she made it purposeful to make sure that when she ate, Naomi ate. Then let's go to verse 19. Her mother-in-law asked, "Where did you glean today? Where did you work? Blessed be the man who took notice of you." Then Ruth told her mother-in-law about the one whose place she had been working. "The name of the man I work with today is Boaz," she said. What I love about this is when you start to actually get into this space, you see the answer to Ruth's prayer, and you see the power of them, her and Naomi, aligning on the same space. Because remember earlier in chapter one, they had prayed in reference to her working. And here you get to literally see that there the prayer had been answered by the person who had took notice of her. And so in key C4, the questions are being asked to the new look on Ruth. You know, when you're in the right place, the right space, there's a new look. Some may even dare to say a glow because something new has happened. The mother-in-law, we see her literally blessing Boaz without even knowing who he was, and for him taking notice of Ruth. And then she blessed him again for his kindness. Then as they finished up, in verse 20, you see that she says, "The Lord bless him, Naomi," said to her daughter-in-law. He has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and to the dead. And she added, "This man is one of our close relatives. He is a kinsman redeemer." A kinsman redeemer is a male family member who has the responsibility to act on behalf of the relatives of that family. His job is to make sure that if there's any trouble or danger, he is the one to take care of the need. He is the one to step forward and say, "I got it. I'll make sure all is well." Then we get here in verse 21, and Ruth the Moabitess says, "He has said to me, 'Stay with the workers until they finish harvesting all my grain.'" If you notice this, as Ruth is speaking about this, Ruth is telling Naomi everything that was said. And I love that how Ruth, in this process, went from being a day laborer to an employee with a complete assignment. She was still there, but she was still told, "Come back, stay." Because remember, at this point, she's just here gleaning. And this could have honestly been a temporary, a day laborer job. And he literally told her, "Because of your diligence, because of what you've been doing, stay." Her work ethic caught the attention of the foreman, and it caught the attention of Boaz. When's the last time your work ethic caught the attention of someone in a place of honor? And so she went from being a day laborer to literally an employee with a completed assignment. Then in verse 22, Naomi says to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It will be good for you, my daughter, to go with his girls, because in someone else's field, you may be harmed." I love how Ruth and Naomi's relationship shows a relationship of honor and respect. Even if Ruth didn't agree with the instructions, she still heeded the instructions. And I love that when you look at their relationship, Ruth never speaks to Naomi as just a daughter-in-law. She speaks to her as a daughter, one with care and love. She speaks with her in a way that says, "I care for you as if you were my own, as if I birthed you myself." I love how when you get to key C4 in this section, it also shows you God's protection of these two widows. It shows you how God provided in the midst, the food where they were able to labor, the honor they were given, and also the provision they were given, but also God's protection, because Boaz made it purposeful that, you know what, you go and you glean and make sure you stay in my space so I can make sure that you're okay, that you're not harmed. So Ruth stayed close to the servant girls of Boaz to glean until the barley and wheat harvest were finished, and she lived with her mother-in-law. What I love about this is that we see that Ruth is being positioned in the right place. Sometimes we get up and we move too fast, not realizing that we're not moving in the right position or in the right time for the blessing that the Lord has for us. Ruth gives us a clear view of staying positioned allows you for the right time, the right space, and puts you in the right place for God's provision and his blessings. Let's jump into the key seeds for this section called the threshing. The first wise word is for us to all remember, you may have planted in another field, but your harvest may come from a new direction. This is a word to remind us that many times we look for our harvest, our reward, from one area and for what type of work we may have done or who we may have been around. But God may be using another set of hands to provide that harvest to us and in a different location. And then the second thing we get to notice here is that Ruth's diligence. I know when we read the book of Ruth, we always think about the love story with her and Boaz. And we even think about the relationship of her and Naomi. But we also need to look at the diligence of Naomi's life. She had a diligent life and a diligent work ethic that positioned her in the right place and at the right time to be the next in line for God's blessing. Well, I've been Patricia Lee Seed Sowing Sister. Make sure you join me next week for the topic, the art. It's definitely a topic you don't want to miss. All right, so you'll know how this goes. Let's go out and be great because we are great and our greatness is now. It no longer awaits. Make sure you share this web with a friend and make sure you come back and join us next week.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.